News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, plus Midday Mobile will be live at the Cart Doctor today, one of our participating sponsors, and somewhere you can get signed up for the Big Green Deal. Come see us noon today at the Cart Doctor in Theodore. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. 73 now. Let's check traffic first. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers, not working any new accidents. Still there at Snow and House Ferry with road blockage. You've got some debris in the middle of the roadway. Beyond that, it's been a great start. Light traffic and no wrecks across the Bayway and the Causeway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5. You'll feel it when you step out this morning. Drier air in the mix, but rain by the weekend. But full details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams around 735. Plus, after 8 o'clock this morning, turning up your voice at 343-0106. That's also the text line is up and waiting for you right now. Drop us a line. All right, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A new day and a new survey. The question, will President Donald Trump be reelected in 2020? 54% of those polled say yes. More than 1,000 adults participated in this most recent CNN poll. Now 41% think that Mr. Trump will not be reelected. Of those numbers, 63% of men say Mr. Trump will retain his commander-in-chief title, and 46% of women also agree. The same poll shows that 52% also approve of how the president is handling the economy, compared to 41% who agreed as to how he's dealing with immigration issues and foreign trade. The poll was conducted from May 28th through 31st of this year. News out of Montgomery this morning as chemical castration has now been signed into law by Governor Kay Ivey. This bill requires sex offenders whose victims are younger than the age of 13 to undergo chemical castration treatment. Here's how it works. The person is injected with medication which will suppress or block their producing of testosterone. It's the condition they must agree to be paroled from prison. A judge would decide when that medication could be stopped. The bill takes effect later this year. Now, California and Florida have also passed similar laws back in the 90s. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The death of a 2-year-old is under investigation this morning. Homicide detectives were called to the University of South Alabama Children's and Women's Hospital. A spokesperson for the hospital told News 5 the child was dead on arrival. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. A man arrested in Northwest Florida is accused of setting his mother's house on fire on Mother's Day. 22-year-old Johnny Wright was booked into jail over the weekend. The fire left two dogs dead and cost about $20,000 in damage. Construction of a new outdoor sports complex in Alberta is set to begin at the end of the summer. The complex was built on Bremen Road, including 9 baseball fields and 7 soccer fields. The city of Alberta received one of the biggest grants in the state to fund the project. And drivers in Northwest Florida can weigh in this evening on a major construction project. The project includes 17th Avenue, State Road 30, and Bayfront Parkway. Public meeting begins at 5:30 at the Studer Community Institute. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The Auburn Tigers are headed to Omaha. Golden State and Toronto are headed back to Oakland for Game 6. And Red Sox great David Ortiz is headed to Massachusetts after he was shot in the Dominican Republic on Sunday. It's 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college baseball, the Auburn Tigers punched their ticket to Omaha for the College World Series with a 14-7 Game 3 win over North Carolina yesterday. The Tigers scored 13 runs in the first inning, running their way through 3 Tar Heels pitchers before pitcher Will Sandy got North Carolina out of the inning. The Tar Heels would later hit a couple home runs, and the Tigers would add one more run for insurance in the 7th inning. But with a final score of 14-7, Auburn's moving on to their first College World Series berth since 1997. And it's hard to believe, but it was just over 2 weeks ago, on May the 25th, that longtime Auburn play-by-play announcer Rod Bramlett and his wife Paula passed away following a car crash. Auburn baseball players have been wearing stickers with the initials RB on their batting helmets in Bramlett's memory. Yesterday, Andy Burcham, who's now on the play-by-play call, dedicated the final call of the game to Rod and Paula.
For you, Rod Bramlett, for you, Paula Bramlett, Auburn's going to Omaha!
Auburn moves on to Omaha for only the 5th time in school history. They're one of 8 teams that remain and one of 4 SEC teams. The World Series double elimination tournaments begin on Saturday. At 1 p.m., number 8 seed Texas Tech will face unranked Michigan. And then at 6 o'clock on Saturday, number 5 Arkansas will play Florida State. That comes after the Razorbacks eliminated Ole Miss in a 14-1 win yesterday. On Sunday, the other side of the bracket, number 2 seed Vanderbilt will take on number 7 seed Louisville at 1 p.m., and then Auburn will face number 6 Mississippi State at 6:30 on Sunday. In the NBA Finals last night, Golden State rallied late to beat Toronto 106-105 and forced the series back to Oakland for Game 6. Warriors forward Kevin Durant returned from a strained calf and looked like the best player on the floor with 11 points, 2 rebounds, and a block in the first quarter. His return was short-lived, though. The former MVP tried to drive by Toronto's Serge Ibaka early in the second quarter. That's when Durant's right leg gave out and he fell to the floor.
Ibaka tried to stay with Durant, knocks it away, and Durant slipping. Durant goes down holding his leg. Ibaka goes up and is fouled down the other end. And Durant grabbing that right leg.
He was later diagnosed with a right Achilles tendon injury. Durant will have an MRI today, but the Warriors reportedly believe that it will confirm an Achilles tear. After Durant went down, DeMarcus Cousins helped provide a spark off the bench for Golden State. He finished the night with 14 points and 6 rebounds. Kawhi Leonard scored 26 points for the Raptors, including 10 in a row late in the game that gave Toronto a 6-point lead. Golden State would answer with 2 3-pointers from Klay Thompson and a 3-pointer from Steph Curry to retake the 3-point lead. The Raptors had one more chance to win with the final possession of the game, but great Warriors defense forced the ball away from Leonard, and Kyle Lowry's shot went off the side of the backboard.
6 seconds remaining. Leonard back up Van Fleet. Van Fleet kicks it out. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And they'll beat
Steph Curry finished the night with 31 points. Thompson finished with 26. And Golden State heads back home with a chance to tie the series and force Game 7. Game 6 is set for Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Prior to yesterday's game, longtime San Antonio Spurs guard Tony Parker announced his retirement after 18 seasons in the NBA. Parker averaged 15.5 points and 5.5 assists for his career. The six-time All-Star played for the Spurs from 2001 to 2018, winning four titles and making the playoffs 17 years in a row. Yesterday, the day after Boston Red Sox great David Ortiz was shot at a club in his native Dominican Republic and underwent emergency surgery, the Boston Red Sox sent a plane to pick up Ortiz and take him to Massachusetts General Hospital to continue his recovery. Dr. Abel Gonzalez, who operated on Ortiz after the shooting for 6 hours, said during a Monday news conference that he anticipates Ortiz making a full recovery with no restrictions. And in NASCAR, Joey Logano led most of the Firekeepers Casino 400 and then held off the pack in overtime to win a delayed race at Michigan International Speedway. The race was postponed from Sunday because of rain. Logano started from the pole and then led 163 of 203 laps on the way to his 23rd career Cup Series win and his second win this season. Kurt Busch finished in second, followed by Martin Truex Jr. third, Daniel Suarez fourth, and Kyle Busch fifth. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. And the folks at Wallet Hub continue their lie offensive with their latest 2019's Most Fun States in America. They say here, we all define fun a bit differently, and hopefully the place in which we live caters to our personal ideas of entertainment, but that's not always the case, which might drive people to live somewhere new, okay? So Wallet Hub compared the 50 states across 26 key indicators of a jolly good time that won't break the bank. So you got to, they see their, the methodology is often, you know, what's real interesting in these, how they arrive at their decisions. They have two sections here, the entertainment and recreation rank and the nightlife rank.
Okay.
And I would argue that some of the places, there's very few places that have both of those things going on. I mean, there's places that have great nightlife and places have great day life.
Yes, like Branson, Missouri, great day life.
Yes.
Not much going on at night.
I mean, the places I like that, you know, that I'm outside of here are great day life places, but they roll up the carpets at dark. You know, there's very few places that do both. But okay, so they have their rankings out, and they said the 10 most fun states are, all right, Texas.
Okay, yeah.
Oregon, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Now, let me point out that so you and I both have roots in the Keystone State,
yes.
Right? Y'all, they've just now gotten to where I think you can buy beer after 6 o'clock in the evening. They have state stores that make Alabama jealous on how they crack down on everything in Pennsylvania. You have to go to a beer store. Actually, I think now like Dollar Generals and stuff up there can sell beer, but that's just recently. You used to have to go to the beer store up there. That somebody had a license to sell beer. You couldn't get it at the grocery store. You had to go to the beer store to get beer, and then another store if you wanted liquor.
Separate trips. And I can't think, I mean, I know there's probably
beer stores are cool, but
a place here or there in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia that's fun to be at night, I'm sure, yes. But you don't think
the rest of the state rolls up. Where my people come from, they roll up the carpet at sundown.
Lots of Quakers still up there.
Yes, that's right. But they put it in there.
All right.
Minnesota,
it's cold most of the time.
Nevada, okay. Nevada, I get that. Colorado, I get that too.
Yep.
I like the state of Colorado. Washington State, yeah, I give them that. New York, for nightlife, I guess. Florida in there, and number one on their list, California.
The funnest state.
That is the most fun is California. Least fun, here we go, folks. Kansas, New Hampshire, Connecticut. Yeah, Connecticut's for sure the nutmeg state. Not very fun.
That doesn't sound fun.
Alabama. Arkansas, Vermont, Rhode Island, Delaware, Mississippi, and West Virginia. And I looked through that list. On that list, Kansas can be fun, but it can also be boring. I would argue that Alabama has a place like Gulf Shores, has both things going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Day life and nightlife.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how Alabama didn't do better because you have places that have great, you know, you could be fishing all day, and if you want to go out at night, there's places to go out. Arkansas, maybe arguable, a lot of day life, a lot of stuff to do in Arkansas till sundown, and then not much. Vermont, unfamiliar. Rhode Island, unfamiliar. Delaware, unfamiliar with their nightlife. Mississippi, They have some little places in the Delta, some juke joints there. That's there pretty good. Mm-hmm. In West Virginia, you can have a lot of fun during the day, rafting or fishing or hiking or something like that. But yeah, probably not much to do that won't get you thrown in jail in the evening.
Sounds to me like Wallethead might have let their politics in the way of this rankings.
Like they do every one of them.
Yeah, that's right.
So they say, yeah, so the number one on the list, California, getting the number one in nightlife, so, and in daylife, and overall, Alabama making the bottom 10. I would argue that the folks from Wallet Hub, like has been argued before, remember Mayor Sandy Stimson, when he was running for office, invited the folks from Business Insider to come down to see what Mobile was all about.
Mm-hmm.
Argued that they should leave Cali and come to Alabama, and we'll take them out, take them fishing, and then out in the evening in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach.
I think they'd hate that. They don't seem like those kind of people.
Well, then I don't need them. All right, 7:21, coming right back. Dr. Bill's forecast next. Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino. Tell me about the latest here on these faulty earplugs and what this has meant to members of the military and what y'all are doing about it.
From 2003 to 2015, 3M sold defective earplugs to the military, and they were supplied to our combat troops, and those troops have suffered hearing loss as a result of these defective earplugs. And so we're pursuing these cases right here in our backyard in the federal courts in Pensacola.
So who is under this? If they were in the military and they had earplugs in from 03 to 15, this is you.
If you were issued the 3M combat earplugs, one side was yellow, one side was green, and you're in the military from 2003 to 2015, then you were issued these plugs. And if you have a hearing loss and or tinnitus, then you have a claim and we want to talk to you.
How do we talk to you?
Google Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama, and that's my law firm, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the tools Dad needs to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of off-brand and name-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect gift for Father's Day. Whether he's a do-it-yourselfer or has a favorite hobby, locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools has what he wants. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit us at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on fmtalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. They've got accidents now at Lawton Jarrett Road, also Cottage Hill Road and Manchester Trail Court. It's going to be in the middle of the roadway, so be careful. Accident-free conditions continue still from the Eastern Shore, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fork checking in with no major delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:25, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 34-year-old Wisconsin man now behind bars after threatening to shoot a member of the Alabama National Guard. A federal judge has sentenced 34-year-old Travis Martin of Richland Center to 14 days in jail, plus nearly 27 months he's already served for making those threatening communications. According to court documents, Martin left a profanity-laced voicemail message for Major Ira Phillips back in November of 2016. It was in that message where he threatened to shoot him because he was taking orders from President Barack Obama. That call was followed by 8 more calls threatening violence to others. Martin's attorney, though, says that he has been suffering from mental illness all of his life, but he's doing better now and is embarrassed by his behavior. Medicinal marijuana is a topic of discussion as Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law a bill which would create a commission of lawyers and doctors and other professionals who would then study the effects of medicinal marijuana. This was a bill which was passed on the last day of the session. It was a scaled-back version of the bill to legalize medical marijuana, which passed the Senate, but faced pushback in the House of Representatives. The study commission bill was a compromise for both sides. A Florida man has died after his small plane crashes into a grain silo in Butler, Missouri. The Federal Aviation Administration says the Cessna C-425 took off from Vero Beach, Florida, headed to the Butler Memorial Airport when it crashed. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says that the pilot was the only person on board that plane. The name of the victim has not yet been released. Butler is about 55 miles north of Kansas City. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 727 FM Talk 106.5. It will be interesting if they don't just convene this study session around medical marijuana. They actually study some stuff.
What are the odds of that happening?
They actually get into it and study some of this. It's we'll follow this because it looks like even if the original legislation, Senator Melson's bill, would have gone through, it would not have green-lighted medical marijuana until 2020, or 2021. So even with this research group, they can still be on track for 2021 on this. We'll watch this during the off time in Montgomery, although they will be reconvening sometime in September, October for that special session on prisons. At least that's the word coming out of the end of session.
I just hope, they take the research that's already been done into account and read that rather than starting with a clean slate, because they ain't going to figure out medical marijuana over the next year by themselves.
The nice thing is when you are a late adopting state or late even looking at something, you have several states to look at and see what worked for them, what didn't work for them, and hopefully, that they're not so self-absorbed that they don't go, let's look at these other states. They tried it this way. Mm-hmm. This was good. This was bad. This was really bad. This was okay. I mean, you have a laboratory of other states that have done this, and you can kind of get some work done for you. Get the heavy lift already done, then you can sit back and you can have a pizza and talk about it and whatever would happen. Hey, by the way, new survey out. This is like they were looking at me here. This is like cleaning your house before you have somebody come in and clean it. A new survey out about 28% of Americans are too embarrassed to join a gym. We want to get in shape before we join a gym. This is, I completely understand these people in the survey. I'll join a gym once I get myself in shape. Is that you? Or you, would you just go let it all hang out?
Let it hang out, baby.
All right.
No one's watching you.
All right. 28% of Americans are twisted in the head like I am. All right. Coming right back, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting on Baltimore Street near Gale Street. That shooting happened just after 11 last night. Police were called to Oaklawn Homes, a low-rent apartment complex managed by the Public Housing Authority. We're working to get more information this morning. Police are offering a $5,000 reward for information about the murder of a man who interrupted a burglary in progress. Samuel Wilson III was headed to work early in the morning when he caught men breaking into a vehicle vehicle at his home on Spring Grove West last week. Wilson was shot and killed. Construction of a new outdoor sports complex in Alberta is set to begin at the end of the summer. The complex was built on Bremen Road, including 9 baseball fields and 7 soccer fields. The city of Alberta received one of the biggest grants in the state to fund the project. Drivers in Northwest Florida can weigh in this evening on a major road project, including 17th Avenue. Public meeting begins at 5:30 at the Studer Community Institute. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
Hey, Pop, what are you doing?
Oh, just looking at my hands. These hands have held the most beautiful woman I ever met, your mom. These hands have held 2 little girls and 3 little boys, all grown now. You were one of them. I guess it's time these hands put away your mom's wedding ring and all those cards and pictures she loved so much.
Yeah, Dad, I know. Come on, let's go to that safe store. You know the one, right off I-65 and Moffitt.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. It's time.
Ex-Red Sox slugger David Ortiz has been flown from the Dominican Republic to Boston for more medical care after being shot by an attacker Sunday.
Back in the Dominican Republic, an official announced a provisional closing of the nightclub where the attack happened. Authorities detained one suspect after the shooting, with a second suspect still at large. The motive for the attack isn't yet clear.
There's Reed Binion in Washington. Cooperation with Congress from the DOJ as underlying evidence from Robert Mueller's report is expected to be delivered as requested.
Because of the deal, Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler saying now there is no need to hold Attorney General William Barr criminally in contempt of Congress, but adding the committee must proceed with the original contempt resolution to enforce other congressional subpoenas.
There's Lauren Fox in a separate House committee. A vote on a contempt matter related to the census is slated for tomorrow. Attorney General Barr and Secretary of Commerce Ross face scrutiny. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Shares of plant-based protein Beyond Meat took off, its closing price nearly 7 times its IPO price of $25. It benefits anytime rival Impossible Foods announces new partnerships, and that's likely what happened after Impossible announced more than 100 Burger King restaurants in the greater San Francisco Bay Area will offer a Whopper using the meat alternative. But today, a J.P. Morgan analyst raised concerns over overheated valuations, and Beyond Meat shares are down 11%. Pre-market. Foxconn announced a management shakeup today. The Apple supplier says a new operations committee made up of 9 executives will have more oversight as Chairman Terry Gao gears up for Taiwan's 2020 presidential election. President Trump visits the Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy Ethanol Plant today to promote a recent EPA policy that allows year-round sales of gasoline with 15% ethanol. The Dow closed 79 points higher. The S&P added 81. The Nasdaq gained 13. Futures are up.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8330.
Oh, no. We're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5 and staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joining us. I'll take this. It's in the 70s this morning, but a lot drier out there.
Yeah, we've got a north wind, and it's been a bit gusty this morning, and bringing in some dry air to our area. Yesterday, we get up to 94. should be about 90 today, but with the lower humidity, that won't be so bad. And the wind will be out of the north, again, 5 to 15 miles per hour through the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, we're going to cool into the 60s, about 67 tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow should have mostly sunny skies, back up to around 90 degrees, but still the humidity on the low side. Now, another cold front will be moving in on Thursday, early Thursday, going to reinforce the dry air we already have. And so Thursday, it looks like a sunny day, about 90 degrees, but then cooling down into the mid-60s for Thursday night, meaning some areas will be in the low 60s. And then on Friday, we'll continue with the dry weather, sunny skies, and upper 80s. After that, looks like the humidity will come back over the weekend. So wind switches around to the south. We'll have mostly sunny skies, but a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms for Saturday, high in the upper 80s. And then a little better chance for afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday, again, high in the upper 80s. So we've got some nice dry weather to look forward to today and all the way into Friday.
All right, Ted, this is that time of year. I'm going to ask you, how's it looking in the tropics?
Right now, it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico, and Caribbean, and the Atlantic. There's a large wave right now, tropical wave, near the African coast, but this is very early in the season, and it's not likely that will develop.
All right. That's good news.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we'll keep it that way. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with forecast, and always his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Hey, taking the midday show on the road today to Cart Doctor, one of our participating sponsors in the Big Green Deal. We'll talk some carts, and also you can come by and get discounts on cart accessories, mm-hmm. and also drop your name in the box to win the whole thing, the whole shooting match, as they call it. $9,000 worth of prizes in the Big Green Deal. Promotion we draw for this coming up in 3 weeks, and your chance to win, well, starts with you stopping by Cart Doctor today, dropping your name in.
That's right. Yeah, you can get out there and sit in a cart, maybe ride it around a little bit, and see what it'll be like if you happen to win that grand prize, what it'll be like riding around that cart for the 2 weeks you can get it. Or better yet, go ahead and get yourself one today.
There you go. And by the way, too, on the text line, been talking more about this Wallet Hub. Yeah, Wallet Hub does this to us every time. Mm-hmm. And the story will get reported by TV, and they'll just report it as it is. We like to disassemble the Wallet Hub studies, yep. and the rankings. And this is about the most fun states in America, and Alabama in the bottom 10. But I will say, in the metrics here on this, they have these different parameters they use. And one of them, lowest personal expenditure on recreation services per capita. Okay. And we come in 47th on that list. So it's one of the negatives against us. Are you not having fun if you don't spend a bunch of money? I would like to ask Wallet Hub, if they're about saving money and this and that, wouldn't the fact that we can drive down to Dolphin Island and go hang out on the beach or go beach fishing or just hang out and build sandcastles and enjoy a day and not have spent, $10 mm-hmm. on the day? Does that make the state not as fun as somewhere where you'd have to spend, $100 to do that?
Yeah.
I think that's why when these surveys come out and they'll get reported Wallet Hub says Alabama's not fun. Well, why? Mm-hmm. Well, why?
So they're penalizing you for having cheap entertainment.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
New York City, where it costs, $20 for a beer at a bar and $100 a ticket to the Statue of Liberty. That doesn't sound fun to me.
Well, those can be, I like all the things. I like to go to the big city and see those things, but I like the stuff we have back here at home. And you can go spend money here having fun very, very quickly, but you can also have options to do it for free. Or maybe the South gets penalized because, the only national park in the nation that doesn't have an entry fee mm-hmm. is Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And so you can go in the national park and have a big time. But you didn't spend any money, so I guess Wallet Hub would score you down for that as well.
I still need Wallet Hub to tell me why, and I love Pennsylvania, but why are they one of the 10 most fun states?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, you and I both got roots there, and I can tell you, unless a lot has changed, about 6:30 in the evening, they rolled the they rolled the old road up, and that's about it for the night. All right, 7:40, coming right back, we'll check traffic with Kane and headlines with Kelly.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, I talked to Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti on the state of our economy today. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti predicts that the United States will continue to kick tails and take names. But, he says, that will start again after these silly tariffs finally go away. Peter offers insight into how the U.S. economy is doing, drills down into the economy of the Deep South, and specifically, the oil and gas businesses that are so important to our region. Finally, based on the stock market, Peter says we'd better get ready for a wild ride next summer. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Royal Street and Theater Street, they've got an accident to moving out of the roadway. Cottage Hill and Nanchez Trail Court at Jared and Lot Road. Snow and House Ferry also, that's one with injuries. Got some debris still in the roadway. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two big names in the port city are merging into one next month. Our friend John Sharp at AL.com is reporting that Mobile Arc will join forces with AltaPoint Health Systems to provide even more assistance for the intellectually disabled. Mobile Arc came together 63 years ago in 1956 when it was known as GARC. The Mobile County Commission made the merger official and it goes into effect July the 1st. The Alabama Department of Mental Health also approved the move. Now, residents in Mobile and Baldwin and Washington, Clay, Randolph, Talladega, and more, well, they all utilize these services. The merger was approved after months of negotiations, and the merger means 160 of Mobile ARC's employees will now be under AltaPoint's oversight. And more great news to report as the good times will continue to roll as the annual Mobile ARC Mardi Gras Parade will continue as well. Let's talk money this morning as Cadence Bank says that they want to be, quote, a driving force for economic development. It's why the Texas-based bank is creating a five-year, $2.5 billion plan for low to moderate income communities in six states, which includes Alabama. So the five-year goal of making $1.123 billion in residential mortgage loans to traditionally underserved persons and communities, that's a goal for Cadence Bank. That includes loans to low and moderate income borrowers, minority borrowers, properties located in LMI census tracts, and properties located in majority minority census tracts. The bank also pledges to work with the CRA Advisory Committee to expand access to home ownership financing, and this plan will run through 2023. Cadence Bank has 26 locations here in Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Damn the torpedoes in full speed ahead to Father's Day. And what rhymes with Father's Day? Fishing, family, and fun. The 17th annual Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo is Saturday, June 15th at Dolphin Island Marina. FM Talk 106.5 supports us. You can too. Go to MSSRodeo.com now. With 16 different inshore and offshore categories, there are prizes for all. Cash jackpots for red snapper and speckled trout. Don't fish. We got you covered. We give away thousands of dollars in door prizes from Pelican coolers to our Mystic Anglers cash drawings. And one lucky person will win a personal watercraft, jet ski lift, compliments of Gary Lewis with Hurricane Marine Products. Tickets are only $25. Kids tickets, 12 and under, 10 bucks. The Stripers will proudly donate 25% of the red snapper and speckled trout jackpots. Plus, matching funds from the Stripers St. Jude's Children's Hospital. More details and ticket outlets to buy your tickets, visit MSSRodeo.com or find them on Facebook and Twitter at MSSRodeo.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The death of a 2-year-old is under investigation this morning. Homicide detectives were called to the University of South Alabama Children's and Women's Hospital. A spokesperson for the hospital told News 5 the child was dead on arrival. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. A man arrested in Northwest Florida is accused of setting his mother's house on fire on Mother's Day. 22-year-old Johnny Wright was booked into jail over the weekend. The fire left two dogs dead and caused about $20,000 in damage. Construction of a new outdoor sports complex in Alberta is set to begin at the end of the summer. The complex was built on Bremen Road, including 9 baseball fields and 7 soccer fields. The city of Alberta received one of the biggest grants in the state to fund the project. And drivers in Northwest Florida can weigh in this evening on a major construction project. The project includes 17th Avenue, State Road 30, and Bayfront Parkway. Public meeting begins at 5:30 at the Studer Community Institute. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
The Auburn Tigers are headed to Omaha. Golden State and Toronto headed back to Oakland for Game 6. And Red Sox great David Ortiz is headed to Massachusetts after he was shot on Sunday in the Dominican Republic. It's 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college baseball, the Auburn Tigers punched their ticket to Omaha for the College World Series with a 14-7 Game 3 win over North Carolina yesterday. The Tigers scored 13 runs in the first inning, running their way through 3 Tar Heels pitchers before Will Sandy got North Carolina out of the inning. The Tar Heels would later hit a couple home runs, and the Tigers would add one more run for insurance in the 7th inning, but with a final score of 14-7. Auburn's moving on to their first College World Series berth since 1997. And if you ask any of the players on that team, they'll tell you they're playing for Rod Bramlett and his wife Paula. It was just over 2 weeks ago, on May 25th, that the longtime Auburn play-by-play announcer and his wife were killed in a car accident. Auburn baseball players have been wearing stickers with the initials RB on their batting helmets in Bramlett's memory. And yesterday, Andy Burcham, on the play-by-play call, dedicated the final call of the game to Rod and Paula.
For you, Rod Bramlett. For you, Paula Bramlett. Auburn's going to Omaha.
Now Auburn moves on to Omaha for only the 5th time in school history. They're one of 8 teams that remain and one of 4 SEC teams. The World Series double elimination tournaments begin on Saturday. At 1 o'clock, number 8 seed Texas Tech will face unranked Michigan. And then at 6 o'clock, number 5 Arkansas will play Florida State. On Sunday, the other side of the bracket, number 2 seed Vanderbilt will take on number 7 Louisville at 1 p.m. And then Auburn will face number 6 seed Mississippi State at 6:30. In the NBA Finals last night, Golden State rallied late to beat Toronto 106-105 and forced the series back to Oakland for Game 6. Warriors forward Kevin Durant returned from a strained calf and looked like the best player on the floor with 11 points, 2 rebounds, and a block in the first quarter. His return was short-lived, though. The former MVP tried to drive by Toronto's Serge Ibaka early in the second quarter. That's when Durant's right leg gave out and he fell to the floor.
Ibaka trying to stay with Durant, knocks it away, and Durant's slipping. Durant goes down holding his leg. Ibaka goes up and is fouled down the other end. And Durant grabbing that right leg.
He was later diagnosed with a right Achilles tendon injury. Durant will have an MRI today, but the Warriors reportedly believe that it will confirm an Achilles tear. After Durant went down, DeMarcus Cousins helped provide a spark off the bench for Golden State. He finished the night with 14 points and 6 rebounds. Kawhi Leonard scored 26 for the Raptors, including 10 points in a row late in the game that gave Toronto a 6-point lead. Golden State would answer with 2 3-pointers from Klay Thompson and a 3 from Steph Curry to retake a 3-point lead. The Raptors had one more chance to win with the final possession of the game, but great Warriors defense forced the ball away from Leonard, and Kyle Lowry's shot went off the side of the backboard.
6 seconds remaining. Leonard back up Van Fleet. Van Fleet kicks it out. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And there'll be a game 6 in Oakland. And the Warriors' three-peat dream is still alive, showing championship heart here tonight on the road.
Steph Curry finished the night with 31 points, and Golden State heads back home with a chance to tie the series and force Game 7 in Toronto. Game 6 is set for Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Prior to yesterday's game, longtime San Antonio Spurs guard Tony Parker announced his retirement after 18 seasons in the NBA. The 6-time All-Star played for the Spurs from 2001 to 2018, won 4 titles, and made the playoffs 17 years in a row. Yesterday, the day after Boston Red Sox great David Ortiz was shot at a club in his native Dominican Republic and underwent emergency surgery, the Boston Red Sox sent a plane to pick up Ortiz and take him to Massachusetts General Hospital to continue his recovery. Dr. Abel Gonzalez, who operated on Ortiz after the shooting for 6 hours, said during a Monday news conference that he anticipates Ortiz making a full recovery with no restrictions. In NASCAR, Joey Logano led most of the Firekeepers Casino 400 and then held off the pack in overtime to win a delayed race at Michigan International Speedway. The race was postponed from Sunday because of rain. Logano started from pole and led 163 of 203 laps on the way to his 23rd career Cup Series win. 7:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at Royal and Theodore, they still got an accident. Jared and Lott Road and Snow and House Ferry also clearing up a couple older accidents. We look good so far from the airport, Dolphin and Moffitt and 65 with no new wrecks in the roadways. Just watch your speed. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. This Saturday night, June 15th at Mobile International Speedway, you'll see the Outlaws and the Pro Trucks running with the Sportsmen, Pure Stocks. Kids, bring out your bicycles for the bike races, and they'll have spectator racing at 2 car chain racing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. To some, natural is great, but not so much in the world of Facebook, as a social media giant has removed the natural news page after the Daily Beast publishes reports with questionable content featured on that site, which includes anti-vaccine conspiracy theories, all the way to stories of warnings of impending doomsday scenarios. Now, prior to the ban, natural news had 3 million Facebook followers. The owner is Mike Adams, who refers to himself as the Health Ranger. He says, quote, the techno-fascists, including Wikipedia, have decided that no speech that questions any official narrative will be allowed on any platform. Anyone who questions the safety of toxic vaccines, 5G cell towers, geoengineering, chemotherapy, or glyphosate weed killer chemicals is now maliciously attacked, smeared, and deplatformed. You're not even allowed now to talk about nutrition, anti-cancer foods, or nutritional supplements without being labeled a vitamin website accused of pushing fake cures. As I've repeatedly pointed out, the tech giants and their CEOs are truly enemies of humanity. That message was posted next to the picture of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and dictators Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. Adams reportedly owns more than 50 different websites. If you do not love to grocery shop, the experience has taken on a whole new meaning involving cameras entering your home, as Walmart has announced that they will soon deliver groceries right into your refrigerator. The in-home delivery program allows customers to place a grocery order and then select in-home delivery. At the day of delivery, Walmart says that their associates will wear wearable cameras and they will use a special customer purchase lock to access your home and place your items in your garage or your kitchen refrigerator. The cameras allow customers to control access into their homes and watch the deliveries remotely. Walmart does charge a fee for grocery delivery. It has not, though, announced a fee associated with in-home delivery. The CEO of the retail giant's e-commerce division says, quote, these associates, whose jobs are focused on this service, will also go through an extensive training program which prepares them to enter customers' homes with the same care and respect with which they would treat a friend's or family's home, not to mention how to select the freshest grocery items and organize the most efficient refrigerator. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And a new genre of YouTube videos on the way from those people inside houses delivering groceries, whether it's just things they see or being attacked by a dog or whatever it is. There's a whole new subgenre on YouTube. It'll be a Walmart employee loading groceries.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is that if you are one of these people that has them bring groceries in, you'll have a whole new reason to clean the house before they come in.
That's true. That's true. Good point. That means we won't let them come deliver. I don't want people in my home. I don't want that. Some people, that might be their thing. Good. Walmart's there to help them out. I'm not going to be one of those customers. On the way, next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Plus, Father's Day is Sunday. If you didn't know, well, it's not Father's Day. It's Father's afternoon or morning.
Might get an hour.
Yeah, Father's half hour. A new survey asked what dads want most for Father's Day, and I've got those results coming up. We'll get to those in just a little bit.
Is this the clean version?
Yes, it's Father's Day.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Now, you never know when it's anniversary stuff, the things I make. Double entendre. Father's Day, yeah. This is
okay, that makes sense.
This is straight up. And it doesn't involve socks and ties, too, though. I know. It's there.